Very good. Morning, everyone.
大家早.
I'm glad to be able to speak to you from God's Word this morning.
很高兴能够在这里跟大家传讲上帝的话.
I think most of the pastors on the CM side are at Memorial Day Retreat, so they asked me to come and share with you this morning.
我们绝大多数的牧师们都已经在这个纪念会的营会里面，所以他们邀请我今天在这里讲道。
I apologize that I'm still a long ways off from being able to speak to you in Chinese.
很抱歉，我离用中文来讲道还有一段很长的路要走。
When you were doing the scripture reading, I think I recognized maybe 20% of the characters.
当你们在读这个经文的时候，我想我只认得大概20%。
Yeah, I think Memorial Day Retreat next year will have our new English pastor come because he can speak to you in Chinese.
等到我们中文部的英语部的牧师到了以后，他是可以用普通话向大家讲道的。
So, to begin, let me ask you, what would you do if you suddenly inherited or acquired $100,000?
我想问你一个问题，就是说，你如果突然之间你领受到了大概10万块美金，不管是你从遗产来的，或者是你赚来的，一下子给你的10万美金。
You know, maybe whether you got it from a rich uncle who died or you won it in a contest, it doesn't matter.
不管是你很富有的大叔那边承受的遗产呢，或者是你赢了某一种的竞赛，你得奖。
And I specifically chose this amount because it's not enough to retire on, but it's still a lot of money.
我选这个数字，因为这个数字你没有办法靠着它来养老，但是它的确还是一笔很大的财富。
So would you use it to maybe put a down payment on a home or pay off your mortgage?
你会用这笔钱去付你的房子的头款吗？还是你所借的钱？
Would you pay off school loans?
你会不会就付到你欠学校的这些学费呢？
Would you buy a new car?
你会买一部新车呢？
Would you save some of it?
你会不会把部分存下来呢？
Maybe you would take some and do all of the above.
也许你会拿这些部分做所有这些事情。
And I'm sure since most of you are very generous people, you would probably give some of it away.
我相信你们每一位都是很慷慨的人，所以我相信你们也会捐出一部分的钱。
But how much would you give?
那多少？你愿意捐多少钱呢？
You know, the typical 10%, $10,000.
就是很典型的十分之一的奉献，10,000块美金。
$20,000.
2,000块美金。
$50,000 or more.
5,000美金或者更多的钱呢？
The passage that we're going to look at today will teach us that how we answer that question will go a long way in showing us what we value.
那我们从今天所读的经节的话，就从你所要做出的事情，就看出你的价值观在哪里。
When you heard the scripture read earlier, and you heard the parable, I'm sure the meaning wasn't that difficult to acquire.
你刚刚从刚刚所读的这经节里面，我想是不难了解里头的那些比喻。
So I won't spend too much time to explain it.
所以我不会花太多的时间在这里做解释。
The difficulty comes in the practice of it.
只是看看我们要怎么样来把它行出来。
And this is often a topic we don't like hearing much on either.
这个题目是我们通常不太想要听的。
But this is an important one for Jesus in Scripture.
但是这个题目对主耶稣跟圣经来讲是一个很重要的一个题目。
Did you know that Scripture has over 500 verses on prayer?
你知道圣经里面有超过500句的经节是讲到祷告的事情。
Fewer than 500 verses on faith.
比500节经节稍微少一点是讲到我们的信心。
But over 2,000 verses related to money.
有超过2,000节的经节讲到我们的钱。
In fact, 15% of Jesus' teaching is related to money.
事实上有超过15%。主耶稣在讲道里面有15%是讲到了钱财。
And the emphasis on money is necessary because it's a fundamental connection between our spiritual life and how we value money.
讲到钱财为什么要那么注重呢？因为这跟我们属灵的生命，跟我们对这个钱财的处理的态度有一个很基本的关联。
And as I thought about this passage, the thought came to mind, well, what if Jesus was your financial advisor?
然后读到这经节的时候就想说，主耶稣，如果主耶稣来做你这个财务的顾问的话，
Wouldn't it be great to have Jesus as your investment advisor?
那不是很好吗？有主耶稣做我们投资的顾问家，那不是太好了吗？
He could tell you exactly what stocks to buy because he knew when they would go up.
啊，主耶稣会告诉你要买哪个股票，因为他知道哪一股票要涨上去了。
He could tell you sell this stock because it's going down, it's going to become worthless.
他叫你，他会吩咐你赶快把某一些的股票赶快卖掉，因为它会被降价，它会掉价。
He could tell you exactly what mutual funds to go in because he would know their performance beforehand.
他会告诉你买什么样的共同基金，因为那共同基金将来会表现非常好，会赚大钱。
But I think if he was your investment advisor, Jesus wouldn't tell you such things.
但是如果主耶稣真的做你这个投资的顾问的话，我想他不会告诉你这些事情。
I think he would tell you much different things.
他会告诉你不一样的事情。
So I'm going to go over three lessons that this passage teaches.
所以我想就这个经节告诉各位三样的功课。
In English, I'm going to use three R's. The three lessons begin with the word R.
牧师要用三个英文的字，三个题目用同样一个英文的字母开始，就是 R.
Right. So I don't know how this translates, but the three words are resist, rely, and reorient.
Resist 就是抵制 ，rely 就是依靠 ，reorient.
Yeah, redirect.
Redirect 重新的定位跟重新的定方向。
Okay, so the first lesson, resist.
第一个就是要抵制。
Resist the desire to amass worldly things.
抵制我们要积存这个世上财富这样的欲望。
Our passage starts off with a man who comes to Jesus to ask him for help regarding an inheritance.
有一次有一个人来到主耶稣面前求主耶稣帮他处理家业的事情。
Apparently the man wasn't giving him his fair share of what was owed to him.
很显然的，这个人并没有拿到他应该得到的那一份的家产。
And he wants this inheritance not only because of the money, but because of the increased status he would get.
他承受的还不只是那个家产，其实因着家产的话，他会得到一个很大的名声。
And understand, it wasn't out of place back then for this man to come to Jesus to ask him for help.
这个不是说不恰当的，因为这个人找到耶稣来帮他来处理家产的事情。
Back then, the rabbis or the religious teachers were often called to help in matters like these.
因为在那个时代，很多的这个圣经的教师、拉比的话，常常被要求来处理他们怎么样分配家产的事情。
But Jesus refuses to get involved and instead tells this parable.
但是主耶稣拒绝做这样的事情，主耶稣反而告诉他这一个比喻。
He tells the story of a farmer who had the good fortune of having a bumper crop one year.
他讲到说，一个财主他有非常丰盛的田产。
Before this, he wasn't that wealthy, but now, as my Asian friends would say, he's 有钱人 right?
以前他不是那么富有，但是现在大家就会称他是一个什么 millionaire 或财主。
And from his actions, we see that actually the farmer is quite shrewd and very smart.
这个财主实在是有聪明头脑的。
What would he do with the surplus of grain?
他要怎么处理这些这么产下这么多许多的余剩，这么丰盈的这些田产
？If he just took it and brought it to the market to sell, he would flood the market and the price of the crop would go down.
如果他把所有的田产品都把它卖到市场上去，市场上就充满许多他这些所有的这些田产。
But if he stored it, he could sell it for or save it for future sale when he wanted to.
但是他可以把这些农作物把它出仓起来，然后慢慢的再卖出去。
He could start to sell it slowly, but then all of a sudden, if the price of the crop went up, he could take out more and sell more.
他可以慢慢的来卖他的这些农作物，当这个农作物的价钱升高的时候，他就可以卖出去多一点。
But the question would be, where would he store it? Where would he store the grain?
就是问题说他要怎么样来储存这么多盈余的这些农产品。
He could build additional barns and silos, but that would take up more land that he could grow crops on.
他可以建造新的仓库、新的厂房，但是这会把他要耕种的田地又占了一部分了。
So he figured it would be best to tear down the existing barns and build new ones so that it wouldn't take up any more land.
突然想到就是把旧有的仓房把它拆掉来盖另盖一个新的。
So he's pretty smart. He put a lot of thought into this.
他是非常聪明的，他想了考虑了很多。
The farmer seems like he would be set for life.
那这个财主就很喜欢他自己所计划，对，为他生命的计划。
He could, after this, retire, take it easy, go fishing all day if he wanted to.
这个以后呢，从此以后他就可以退休了，他可以放轻松了，可以每天都出去钓鱼。
But Jesus calls this man a fool in English.
但是耶稣说，这个财主是无知的。
Why?
为什么？
Because he spent his time thinking about himself and acquiring things which have no lasting value.
因为他花这么多的时间就想到自己的东西，这些的东西都没有具有永恒的价值。
In just three verses, in verses 17 to 19, the farmer, five times the farmer talks about what I will do.
从第十七节到十九节，这个财主讲了五次说我要怎么样做我的东西。
And in the same verses, he said, mentions,My goods, my greens.
他在这经节里面讲到我的这些产物，我的农产品，我的财富等等。
So it was all about greed.
这都讲到的是贪欲哈。
So Jesus says in verse 15, be on your guard against greed.
所以第十五节主耶稣就警告我们不要有贪心。
A man's life does not consist of an abundance of possessions.
人的生命不在乎家道的丰富。
And though most of us know this, doesn't in reality drive much of how we think?
我想我们大家都知道这些的经节，但是事实上我们的生活是不是有被这些经节来带动呢？
I know it's very expensive to live in this area in Boston.
我知道住在我们这个区域的话是很贵的。
But we still want nicer and more expensive things than what we have.
但是我们想要更多、更大的一些更好的地方。
If we have a home, we want a bigger, nicer home.
如果我们已经有房子，我们希望更大的房子，更好的房子。
We struggle with decisions like, oh, should we buy a 42-inch TV or a 50-inch TV?
我们要想说，我要买一个42英寸的大电视荧幕，还是50英寸的大的电视的荧幕？
And you know, when we struggle with decisions like this, I think that's when Jesus would use the same term and call us foolish.
如果我们想的都是这些东西的话，我想主耶稣一样会这样的评论说我们是无知的。
He said, "We're foolish for spending so much time and money dwelling on things which have no lasting value."
一个无知的人就花这么多的精神啊，想到这些的事情，实在都没有具有这些永恒的价值。
My daughter is now a junior in high school.
我女儿现在在读初中。
So Millie's.So she's looking at colleges, and Millie and I are thinking about colleges.
So 她开始现在就想说要上大学，要上什么样的大学。
And I know for many parents of you with youth or even younger children, this is a big issue.
那我想在做父母亲的话，你们儿女对这件事情是一个很重要的事情。
You know, we want her to go to college, we want her to attend a decent college, but we don't really care if she goes to an Ivy League school or not.
那我们总希望他能够上一个像样子的大学啊，或者是讲到这些啊，常春藤的大学。
Honestly, she won't. She wouldn't get in. But don't tell her that.
She won't interpret this. 他说：“我女儿也许上不了那个常春藤大学了。”
But I know this is a very important issue once again for many of you.
那我相信这件事情对做父母亲的来讲都是一件很重大的事情。
I have a cousin whose wife, before she retired, she was an elementary school principal in Northern California.
我一位表哥，他太太是在加州一个幼稚园的当这个校长。
She would tell us that there were times when some of the Chinese families would come and their children would just start kindergarten.
那他说到有常常有一些华人的家庭来家长来到找到他。因为他们孩子开始上这个幼儿园。
And the parents of these kindergartners would want to meet with my cousin's wife, the principal.
那这些家长就要跟我表哥的太太这个校长跟他要见面。
And so these Chinese families would come and ask my cousin's wife. The first question was, what do I have to do to get my child into Stanford?
他找到表哥的太太，这个校长要问的一个问题就是说，我要怎么做我的孩子将来才能够进入斯坦福大学
？And these are just kindergartners, 5 years old.
他才是一个进入幼儿园的5岁的小孩。
He says nothing, do nothing now.
所以这个是 do nothing.
Yeah, do nothing now. Do not worry about this issue. You know, and if we can kind of relate to this, the question I think Jesus would ask is why? You know, why are we thinking about this?
所以主耶稣可能要问我们相关的问题，说为什么你为什么要花这么多精神在想这些事情？
Is it a God-led thing or is it a self-motivated thing?
这个是一个金钱的事情，还是这个是比较自私的一个动机啊，自私的事情？
Is it so that our children can just, you know, have a chance to get a better education and move up, be able to move up the corporate ladder faster?
是不是我们想到说他可以进入一个比较好的学校，将来可以进入比较好的公司，赚更多的钱？
And do we want them to get into a prestigious school and get a great job just so they can have a comfortable life here on earth?
我们是希望他能够进入一个贵族的学校，将来一个找到好的工作，能够赚很多的钱，过一个很舒适的生活。
And living a comfortable life on earth just means being able to buy more things here?
住在地上过得很安舒的生活，是不是说可以买更多更多的东西？
Yesterday I happened to be looking at a Christian website I often visit, and one of the headlines of an article caught my attention.
我看到一个在网页上有关于基督徒的家庭，有一个题目吸引我的注意。
The headline said this, it said, "Are you more concerned about your child's success than his or her godliness?"
他这个标题是说，你对你自己小孩的关心是不是他更多的成功呢，或者是他更多的能够敬虔敬畏神？
For me, that was a convicting headline.
对我来讲，这是很扎心的一个标题。
I think I often can worry about my child doing well academically instead of worrying about how she's doing with God.
我们常常关心的就是说，我们的孩子在学校的表现成绩是不是很好，过于就是说他在神面前是不是个敬虔的孩子。
As it relates to colleges, I have to keep reminding myself, God will get her into the school He wants her to go to.
至于要进大学的事情，我常常提醒说，主耶稣一定让她进入一个最合适她的学校。
And where He wants her to go is all that matters.
最重要就是主耶稣要她去哪一个大学。
Jesus was critical of the farmer who just wanted to use his wealth to gain more and more status and more possessions on earth.
主耶稣对这个财主，他要积攒更多的钱财的话，主耶稣对他有一些的批评。
So Jesus challenges us to be countercultural and resist the lure of falling into this trap.
所以主耶稣要我们就做一个这个不顺着这个世界的潮流的这样的一个人。
Jesus,
I missed something.
Yeah, Jesus tells us to resist the urge, the temptation to fall into the trap of acquiring more and more things.
对，主耶稣要我们很注意，要抵制这个，希望积攒更多的财富，要花财这样一个欲望，这样的试探。
The second R is the word rely.
第二个R就是要依靠。
Rely on God to provide your basic needs.
依赖神所赐给我们，我们所基本上最的需要。
In verses 22 to 23,
22节跟
23节, we read, I'll read it in English. "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or your body, about what you will wear."
不要为生命忧虑，要吃什么穿，或穿什么。
Life is more about your life and your body more than food.
生命不胜于饮食是吧? 身体不胜于衣裳吗? 在这里谢谢。
But then he goes on, as you saw, to give an example about a bird.
所以主耶稣接着就讲到一个鸟的乌鸦的一个这样的例子。
And I don't know what the term was in Chinese, but in English we call this bird a raven.
不知道这中文怎么翻译，但是英文叫raven，就是乌鸦，的确，it's the same. Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
So, and understand at that time that ravens were considered unclean animals.
乌鸦在那时候被认为是一个不洁净的一鸟。
They rank lower than other birds.
它比这个所有的鸟都更低级啊。
So people wouldn't look upon them as being very important.
所以人们绝对 不会重视这些乌鸦的。
And then in the verse, you know, Jesus also talks about a flower.
那在这经节里面，主耶稣也讲到野地的花。
Something that we just see all the time and we just walk by without paying much attention.
我们常常在野地上看到这些花，我们也不会太去注意它们的，就走过去了。
And so, you know, the scripture says that if God is concerned about feeding this unclean animal or clothing the flower, how much more will He be concerned about us?
那圣经讲到主耶稣，我们的天父这么样注重这些，怎么样养活这些乌鸦，而且给这些草这样美好的装饰。既然他对这些都如此的重视，何况是我们呢？主不是更加的来眷顾我们吗？
Issues like food and clothing probably don't give us too much concern today.
对我们来讲，吃什么穿什么，对我们来讲，也许不是一个让我们会忧虑的问题。
You know, there's no church lunch today because it's Memorial Day weekend.
今天中午我们不提，教会不提供午餐，因为今天是纪念日。
So maybe the biggest decision you have to make today is, do I go to Panera for lunch or do I go to Formosa Taipei or, you know?
所以对某些人来讲，今天最重要的问题也许就是聚会完以后去哪里吃中餐啊？是去 Panera 啊，或者是那个什么台北啊？是不是台北？
Yeah, Formosa Taipei.
Formosa
Taipei for me. I don't know. Beijing, Hangguan. I don't know. But the big, you know, but food was a much more important issue for them back then.
在那个时候，饮食对他们来讲是非常比我们重要多的一些问题。
The audience back then that was listening to Jesus, they were mostly peasants.
那个时候听主耶稣讲到了，绝大多数都是农夫。
They were mostly farmers.
大多数都是种田的。
They had to really depend on God to provide food for them.
他们真是非常要依靠神来供应他们这些食物的。
They had to trust God to provide rain for the crops, but not too much rain that it would flood the land.
他们要依靠天父，必须要降下雨来滋润他们的农作物，但是又不能下太多，因为如果下太多会淹水的话也不行。
They had to trust God to keep the crops free from disease and bugs.
也求神要保护他们这些农作物呢，不会受到一些病虫害啊，或者是这些野生的动物。
Issues of food and clothing were such an important issue that Jesus reemphasizes or repeats in something that he said earlier in verse 29.
那这些饮食，这些衣裳呢，对他们来讲是这么样重要，所以主耶稣在前面的经节也有重复的提到。
In verse 29, he says, "Do not set your heart on what you will eat or what you will wear. Do not worry about it."
所以29节，主耶稣说：“你不要担心你要吃什么、穿什么。”
The pagan world runs after such things, but your Father knows you need them.
你们天父是知道你们需要是什么的。
Yeah. So Jesus says, He knows your needs. He will provide.
天父知道你们的需要，他一定会供应你们的需要。
But Jesus limits this to basic needs.
但主耶稣就是限制在最基本的需要上面。
Food and clothing, nothing more.
食物跟衣裳，没有再更多了。
He says, if you have food and clothing, that is enough.
你有衣有食，你足够吗？
In 1 Timothy chapter 1,The Apostle Paul also shares something similar.
提摩太前书，使徒保罗也讲到相同的事情。
I'm sorry, I said chapter 1. It's 1 Timothy 6. In 1 Timothy 6,
提摩太前书第六章。
Yeah.
Chapter 6.
Chapter 6, 第六章。Yeah, that's right. And he says in chapter 6, but godliness with contentment is great gain.
敬虔加上知足就是大利了。
For we brought nothing into the world,and we can take nothing out of it.
因为我们没有带什么到世上来，我们也不能带什么离开这个世界。
And then he writes in verse 8, but if we have food and clothing, we will be content with that.
但第八节他说，我们有衣有食就当知足。
Is that something that is true for us?
这一节对我们来讲是不是真实的？
Just give us food and clothing and we will be content.
只要给我们有吃的有穿的，那我们就知足了。
I think it's very difficult for us.
我想这个对我们来讲是相当困难的事情。
For we're used to having so much more.
我们已经习惯拥有这么许多的东西。
We already have food and clothing, so now we want a certain type of food and certain types of clothes to wear.
啊，我们已经有吃的有穿的，但是我们还要求说我们要吃什么样的更好的，穿什么样更好的衣裳。
My children are very picky when it comes to clothing.
我的孩子对穿什么是非常的挑剔的。
I find things on sale, and I'm like, "Do you like this? Do you like that?"
啊，在这个上 sale 是什么？拍卖的时候，我问他你要不要这件，要不要那件
？Yeah, they're like, "No."
他们说不要。
They want the more expensive things.
他们要比较贵的东西。
The more you have, the more you want.
你得到了更多，你就想要更多。
There's a Christian financial advisor. His name is Ron Blue.
啊，有一个这个基督徒的一个财务方面的顾问叫做 Ron Blue.
He tells the story of a time that he went to visit a rural village in Africa.
他有一次讲到他一个故事，他曾经到一个非洲比较偏僻的地方。
Yes, one of the villagers. What is the biggest problem in your village?
他问了那个村落的一个人说，你们在这个村落最大的问题是什么？
He thought the answer would be something like lack of food, lack of medical supplies.
他想说他的回答可能是说，哦，我们缺乏粮食，我们缺乏可以穿的衣服。啊，不，那个医药，对不起，医药。
缺乏
医药装备等等。
Yeah, he was surprised what the villager said.
他对这个村民给他的回答感到非常的惊讶。
The man said, "Our biggest problem is materialism."
他说我们在村落最大的一个问题就是物质主义。
He went on to share. He said, "If a man has a mud hut, he wants one made of stone."
他说如果有一个人他已经有一个那个泥土的房子的话，他要一个石头造的石房子。
If he has a roof made of straw, he wants one made of tin.
他要是个茅草做的屋顶的话，他希望有铁皮的屋顶。
If he has 1 acre of land, he wants 2 acres of land.
他如果拥有一亩的地，他要两亩地。
He said, "That's our biggest problem."
他说这个是我们最大的问题。
So that's why Jesus says, "Don't set your heart on such things."
所以那是为什么主耶稣叫我们不要把心放在这样的事上。
Don't be like the rest of the world.
啊，不要像其他世界上的人。
Trust me to provide for you.
你要相信我能够供应你这一切。
And you know, I understand God does provide for our needs by giving us money.
那我们相信神也是供应我们的需要，是借着钱，神也供应我们一些的需要。
Many of us have very good salaries, but we are to be careful how we use the money that we have.
我们绝大多数人都已经有赚到了薪水，但是我们要很小心怎么样用我们赚到的这些薪水。
Just because, you know, we can afford to go out and have a meal that costs $50 a person doesn't necessarily mean we should be going out to have meals that cost that much.
就算我们有能力出去吃一个每个人吃$50的这样的餐大餐，也不意味着说我们就必须常常这样子做。
Just because we can afford an expensive home or car doesn't mean we should necessarily own one.
就算我们有这种财力能够买一个非常好的房子或好的车子，也不一定意味着我们一定要去买这么好的房子跟车子。
And the way we can, you know, resist the urge to acquire earthly things, the way we can rely on God to provide what we need is the third lesson.
那怎么样子能够来依靠神哈？能够来抵制要积攒这些财宝在地上的话啊，这是第三个功课。
It's the third R, redirect.
第三个字R就是重新的改正你的方向。
Redirect our lives to focus on eternity.
重新更换我们的方向来注重永恒的事情。
In verse 21,
第21节
Jesus calls the farmer a fool.
主耶稣说这个财主是一个无知的人。
And he says, "This is how it will be for anyone who stores up things for himself, but is not rich towards God."
主耶稣说同样积攒在地上财宝，但是在神面前却不丰富的人也是这个样子。
But what does it mean to be rich towards God?
什么是在神的面前是个富足的人？
Jesus gives us the answer in verse 33.
主耶稣在33节给我们的答案。
Sell your possessions and give to the poor.
变卖你所有的，分给穷人。
Provide for yourselves purses that will not wear out.
预备一个不会坏的钱囊。
A treasure in heaven that won't be exhausted.
用不尽的财宝在天上。
Jesus is teaching that we should be using the resources that we have to store up treasures in heaven.
主耶稣教导我们，要我们用我们现在有的财富来积攒财宝在天上。
When you think about it, there's really only two things that will last for eternity.
你想想看，其实只有两样的东西是会留到永永远远的。
God and people.
人，神跟人。
We invest in God by doing the things He tells us to do.
我们如果照着上帝的吩咐去做的话，我们就是投资在上帝的里面。
We invest in people by caring for them, sharing Christ with them.
我们要是来眷顾这些人，能够把耶稣基督福音来传给他们。
So I'm not going to tell you, don't go out to eat.
我不是叫你不要出去吃餐馆上吃东西。
But when you go out and eat, do so with the purpose of investing in people.
我的意思是说，你出去吃的时候要有一个这样的想法，就是你要投资在人的身上。
Use the opportunity to help them grow in Christ.
用那样的机会帮助他们在基督里面能够成长。
I'm not going to tell you don't take vacations with your family.
也不是说你不能跟你的家人去度假。
But when you take vacations with your family, do it to build stronger bonds with them and instill in them what's important.
而是利用这样的假期跟你的孩子们能够建立更深紧密的连结的关系，并且灌输他们什么是最重要的事情。
Show them that God is more important than grades or academics.
告诉他们比这个学校的学业更重要的是哪些事情。
Get together with people to invest in their lives.
你常常聚集一些人，就在他们身上投资。
Don't just talk about things like sports or the weather. No.
Yeah, 不要只是我们看球赛啊，或者是看这些什么天气怎么样啊，这些事情，或是看这些网页等等。
Yeah. And maybe some of you are sitting here thinking nothing you're saying really applies to me because I don't really have any money.
在座也许有一些人说，你们讲的这些跟我们有什么关系？因为我们没有什么样的财富。
I'm a poor student.
我是很穷的学生。
I rely on my parents.
我还是依靠我的父母亲。
But once again, recognize that Jesus was speaking to an audience of people who were mostly poor.
但是你要了解，主耶稣当时对他们讲的那些听众都是很穷的，很穷的听众。
His closest disciples would tell him later that we have left everything to follow you.
那就跟那些跟着主耶稣很接近那些门徒一样，说我已经变卖所有的来跟随你了。
So it's not like they had all this money stored somewhere.
Sorry.
So it's not that they had money stored, saved up somewhere.
并不是说这些人已经存了一些钱放在什么样的地方。
That's why Jesus doesn't say, "Go cash in your bank account and give it away."
主耶稣不是叫他们去把银行的存折拿出来，就把他钱都领出来给那些所有的穷人。
He says, "Go sell your possessions."
他说你去卖你所拥有的。
Because maximizing your treasures in heaven is so important, it's worth selling something to gain.
积攒财宝在天上是这样的重要，以至于你必须要变卖一些的东西，有价值的东西，为了获取那天上的财宝。
John the Baptist said in Luke 3,
施洗约翰在
Luke 3,
路加福音第三章
He says, the man with two tunics or two cloaks should share with him who has none.
他说你如果有两件袍子的话，就要分一件给没有的人。
So even if you have two, that's enough to give one away.
即使你只拥有两件衣服，你还是有可以分享一件衣服。
How much are we to give away?
我们要给多少呢？
There's no set answer.
没有定下什么样的规矩。
If you remember the story of Zacchaeus, he said he would give half his possessions away.
重要是说
Zacchaeus.
哦，撒该是吧？那个爬到树上的 Zacchaeus。
yeah.
撒该有一个例子
yeah. And he said he would pay back four times anyone that he cheated.
他说我如果讹诈了谁，我又还他四倍。
And Jesus commended him.
主耶稣就称赞他。
Barnabas,
巴拿巴
he sold the field.
巴拿巴，巴拿巴
yeah. Yes, if he sold the field and brought the money and put it before the apostles' feet.
他把田产通通卖了，就把那些财宝就拿到这个使徒的脚前。
Yeah, so selling one field was enough for him.
那个时候对他来讲就是卖掉那个田地。
So Jesus doesn't set a fixed amount because that could just lead to legalism.
主耶稣没有定下一样的规矩，那样就变成律法主义了。
But what he does do is challenge us to live in a way that shows we value God over money.
主耶稣给我们的挑战就是我们将活出那个方式，能够显出我们的价值观。
Not that we chase or run after worldly possessions, but we chase after God's kingdom.
我们不是追求这世上的财富或世上的财宝，而是我们来追求上帝的国度。
I read about a Christian farmer in Washington State who has a company.
我记得在华盛顿州有一个基督徒的一个商人。
Yeah, he calls his farming business First Fruits.
他把他的农场叫做初熟的果子。
He grows apples and cherries.
他种了许多的苹果跟樱桃。
樱桃。And he commits to giving all the profits from his cherry trees away to charity. He gives all his money that he makes from cherry trees, he gives away to charity.
他把他种樱桃所得到的那些利益呢，都全部交出来给慈善的机构。
And he doesn't keep all the money from apple trees for himself.
他没有把那个种的苹果树所得到的那些一切呢留给自己。
He felt convicted to help his workers, his mostly Latino workers.
他觉得有一个必要就是来帮助这些他在农场工作的这些移民，特别是讲拉丁语的这些农民。
He found out that most of his female workers, when they would come to work, would lock their children in their home all day, and they would be alone.
他发现到说这些在农场里面工作的女工几乎整天就把她的孩子们就关在家里面。
Or sometimes they would keep the older children out of school to watch the younger children.
为了照顾比较幼小的孩子，那些比较大一点的年纪的孩子，他们就不让他们去上学，为了来照顾这些小孩。
So when he found that out, he started a daycare for these kids.
当他发现这个时候，他就开始一个这个托儿所。
He learned that affordable housing was an issue for these workers.
他知道说这个能够付得起的这些房子的话，对这些工人的确也是个问题。
So he took $5 million of his own money to develop a housing community for these workers.
所以他自己掏腰包拿出$500,000，他就建立了许多的房子，一个社区的房子，为了就是来照顾这些工人。
This community provides subsidized rents and community services for the workers.
那这个老板就提供一些租金的这些补助让他们也能够来接受到这个社区的服务。
And now he has a program to help these workers become homeowners.
他还希望他的员工自己每个人都能够拥有他自己的家园。
I also read an article in People magazine about a Taiwanese couple.
我在这个人民杂志上面也读到了从台湾来了一对夫妻。
This couple, Tom and Bree Shea, live in California.
Tom 跟 Bree Shea, 他就住在加州。
Tom works in the telecommunications consulting field.
Tom 是在一家这个电子通讯的公司来做事，他是一个
telecommunications,
yeah, 电讯公司。What's his position?
Well, in 2006, he became CEO of a company.
2006年的时候，他成为那个公司的执行长。
And at that time, his pay reached $200,000 a year.
到那个时候，他已经赚到每一年赚到$200,000。
But he and his wife, and at the time their 13-month-old daughter, live on $48,000 a year.
但是他跟他的太太还有他13个月的女儿住的地方，他们每一年才用到了$48,000。
The rest of the money they give away to charity.
把他们把所有剩下的钱都通通捐去做慈善的事情。
The family lives in a two-bedroom home in South Pomona, California.
他们只住了一个这个两个房间呢，是在
South Pomona.
South Pomona 那个地方，其实他就住在那个房间，只有两个卧房。
This is one of the poorest communities in the Los Angeles area.
那是在洛杉矶，是一个最贫穷的一个区域。
It's infested with crime and unemployment.
那地方的犯罪率相当高，还有许多失业的人。
They talk to the neighborhood young people to help get them on a better path.
他就教导这些他们住在那个地方的少年人怎么样能够有一些出路。
And they lead efforts to help the community become safer.
他们做了许多的努力，让这个社区能够更加的安全。
The pastor of a local church shared that the Shays have community respect.
这个那个地区的牧师跟他有同样的一起。 同工的牧师，那他们觉得这个人啊，薛先生就得到整个的社区的一些尊敬。
And Tom said that he had to tell this to his disappointed parents.
那 Tom 就必须要告诉他这个很对他很失望的父母亲。
He told his parents, "I'll always make sure there's a roof over your head, but I won't be the successful Chinese son who buys you a BMW."
他说我会永远确定你能够住有屋顶的房子，但是你不能期待你这个华裔的孩子能够买这个很名贵的 BMW 的车子。
Yeah, the article said his daughter won't need such explanation.
那文章里面讲到说，他的女儿就不需要任何的解释了。
Tom said she's growing up knowing there's more to life than possessions.
他说他的女儿会知道说，这个生命里面有比钱财更重要的事。
And I'll be the first to admit these aren't easy things to duplicate.
那我必须要承认说，这个不是那么容易能够来重复做这样的事情。
But I think we can start by taking even little steps to use our resources in a way that reflects an eternal perspective.
那起码我们可以走几步小步，就反映出说我们是一个有永恒眼光的人。
And when we talk about resources, it's not just limited to money.
当我们讲到资源的时候，还不只是讲到我们的钱财。
Could also be things like our time.
也讲到是我们的时间。
Are we investing our time in a way that shows we value God's kingdom?
我们是不是在应用我们的时间时候，反映出我们是对神国度的重视？
Or do we use our free time just doing things like watching TV or surfing the internet or playing sports?
你是用你休闲的时间，你有的时间去看电视呢，还是上网络呢，还是做一些别的事情？
Yeah, in verse 32,
32节
Jesus said, "Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom."
32节说，你们这小群不要惧怕，因为你们的父乐意把国赐给你们。
He wants to give it to us.
他要把国赐给我们。
So it's not that when we give our money or time, we are buying the kingdom.
这不是说我们就把我们的钱财捐出来卖掉来买这个国度。
We can't buy it.
我们没有办法买这个国度。
It's a gift.
这是完全是神的恩赐。
It's given, not earned.
是神给我们的，不是我们赚取的。
But what our passage teaches is that the kingdom is given to those who show they want it more than anything else.
啊，经节让我们看到，就神要把他的国度给那些要他的国度胜过其他任何一切的人。
So the three R's: resist, rely, and redirect.
所以三要的功课
，resist, rely, redirect.
抵制、依靠、更正你的方向或重新定位。
These are three lessons that Jesus would teach us from this passage.
这就是从这些经节里面主耶稣教导我们三样的功课。
Value eternal things over the temporary.
我们要看重那永恒的价值，具有永恒价值的事物胜过这世界上暂时的事物。
And when you live in such a way, Jesus would tell you, this is the wisest investment you could make.
当我们这样活的时候，主耶稣说你是一个很聪明的一个投资家。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you for your word.
天父，我们感谢你的话语。
We know these lessons are difficult to apply.
我们知道这些的经文是很困难才把它行出来。
But you teach us, Lord, to trust you.
但是你教导我们要来信靠你。
To show that you are a good God.
我们谢谢你告诉我们你是良善的神。
A God who provides for us.
是供应我们一切需要的神。
And who shows us that living for your kingdom is more worthy than just acquiring things on earth.
你告诉我们，活着为了你的国度是比这积攒财宝在地上是更重要的。
May we truly see that our joy and satisfaction is in you.
你帮助我们，真是能够以你所赐给我们的、所拥有的，我们能够感到满足跟喜乐。
And our joy and satisfaction is not in the things we can buy.
而我们的喜乐不是我们金钱可以买到的。
Let us store up treasures in heaven and not on earth.
让我们帮助我们积攒财宝在天上，而不是在地上。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.